Okay, we're picking up in our halachas of Chol HaMoed. What I mentioned in the last daily halacha about turning on a light in an example of something Shelo L'Tzarech HaMoed being usher, that is not at all davar pashut. That was probably a very bad example of something to bring, because there is a very big shaila about malachas on yantiv, where it is not a tircha at all to do it. So that is based on a Rishonim already. It's mashma in many Rishonim. Shuma suggestion, let's say, has a lashon that melechet hedyot she'im b'tircha v'lo shavek lakas ner kosher mater mutter b'tishaba v'chol HaMoed. Sounds like he's saying that there's heter gamor, even if you don't need it letzorech, that to do a malacha, that's a very easy thing to do. It's not really called a major thing, tircha, not at all, any taking up much of your time or effort. That is something which would inherently be mutter. So, and then the Baal Mechaber, when using the Shaar HaMoed, a wonderful sefer, he asked Rav Chaim Kanevsky this question, and Rav Chaim said that it sounds like that malacha and Chol HaMoed is only malachas that requires amelus, or that's very difficult. And that might be on himself. He may have been machber, but Iker Din, it sounded like that's where Chaim held b'shem the Chazon Ish what Iker Din he felt, and Rosh Shlomo Zalman also felt that the halacha is only going to be the malachas that are usher is going to be something which require which is a tircha. So therefore, if that's the case, so we just said like light and turning on a light, halakas neros, or using putting out a fire or using a match. So those are going to be mutter, even if it's not Letzorech HaMoed. You have a lot to rely on to assume that way. There are poskim who are machmer, the chutshani, but it does seem to be that many of the gedolim held that this is mutter. That it's mutter as long as it's not something which inherently requires a lot of effort. So what I said about the example of lighting, turning on a light is probably actually a bad example, because you definitely have a lot to rely on, maybe even process of the simple understanding of most poskim, to be able to just turn on a light stam, because that's not something that requires any effort. Just flicking it on is not something which is a malacha that bechlal was asered, even midaraisa, midarabanan, it's not asr. There is those, even within that keter that we said, that something that doesn't require a tircha of being, that's usher. So there are those that, Shulchan Aruch literally quotes, that taking off a savin, removing leaves, is something which basically you just rip it off. You know, that is usher if you don't need those leaves. There's no tircha there. So they explain that the Rav Moshe explained this, even though there is no tircha, Rav Moshe explained, because it's derech klal, generally, it's a malacha which requires torach, that's why it's usher, even if you're doing it in a way which is not difficult for you, if it's not for the Torach HaMoed. So we see that, again, if it's something which generally is difficult to do, so then it would be usher if you don't need it for the Torach HaMoed. But if it's something which is very cold, the malacha inherently, like turning on a light or lighting a match, something which inherently is very easy to do, so then even if it's not the Torach HaMoed, I don't really know, how, you're just turning on the light stam, again, like we said, you're not planning on using it, just turn it on. That doesn't seem to be something is going to be machmir. Again, there are those who are machmirin. There's definitely a lot of machmirin, but there is a lot to rely on if a person is going to be makel on such a shaila. So with that, so if that's the case, those machmirin would assume also then you should not be just lighting and turning on a thing if it's lo tzorach, if you hold like the machmirin. Again, if you're makel, then you don't have the shaila. But that is Rav Nissen Karelis was machmir. But we have again Rav Shlomo Zalman saying that it's mutter, so you have definitely strong shoulders to rely on if a person is makel. And it's important to note that even according to Rav Nissen Karelitz, if you're doing it again to turn on the light, or even if you're turning it off because you want to save electricity, so then you have to get into the idea of davar aved. Yes, it's something which is not a major, it's a hesed muat, but people do view it as something which, you know, and Aristotle especially, they're very OCD about not wasting electricity. So that's something for sure, even according to Rav Nissen Karelitz Lechora, that should be mutter. And also, with regards to, what about a phone? So, the chutshani, he's machmer that a person shouldn't be calling someone if you don't need it, letzorach HaMoed. So that is something, again, I don't know what Shlomo Zalman will say, because something that's very simple. Maybe it's not also, it's like uvdin dechol, it's not something which you should be doing chol HaMoed for other reasons, but in terms of the idea of being something which is very simple, so I'm not sure that Rosh Shlomo Zalman be machmer. It's quoted in Shem that Chutshani was machmer. That's the Nissen Karelitz Lashitoso. That makes sense that he should be machmer on that, but I'm not sure. But even according to Nissen Karelitz, then to call just to see how you're doing and to see how everything is, even though you could theoretically do it after chol HaMoed, that is going to be mutter. They asked Rabbi Yosher the Shaila, and he says just to say hello to your friend. He says that is going to be that actually. Yashav actually was machmir about this. He says that Zenikra Shalol Tzorach. You can do it after. Who says you have to call right now? So he is more machmir about this. Okay. So we have different shitas about that. Let's give another example. What about cutting cutting paper and stuff like that, cutting paper. So if you have already enough cut paper and you don't need it right now, so then you should use that. If it's not going to be a hefsid mamun, then that's going to be something which you should not be doing right now. So that, again, it's things you don't even think about bechlal, cutting up your paper towels. So that's that is difficult, though. We don't have them. Many times you don't have prepared ones, so then it's going to be mutter. But that's something that there are those who are machmir, the chutzani quotes, they machmir, to just like you would on Erev Yontiv and Erev Shabbos, so to a chol hamoed also, that you shouldn't, in order to avoid this. But again, it doesn't seem to be, I would say strongly, it doesn't seem to be a minhag olam. Shmir Shabbos quotes b'shem Rosh Shlomo Zalman, that now it's so easy to do it, if you to take the bounty and to just cut those paper towels. So that's no tircha whatsoever. Again, that was something that has zero tircha. Rosh Shlomo Zalman l'shitaso b'meikel. That makes sense. So I think the olam is meikel to rely on shita of Rosh Shlomo Zalman. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll give more examples of other halachas on Chol Moed. Be'ez Hashem in tomorrow's. I'll probably do it only tomorrow daily halacha.